This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you for joining the New Brahmi Generation panel call on 18th of July 2017. We have Ajay, Akshat, Bal, Jay, Pavanaja, Rajiv, Samiran and Samad on the call. So over to you, Dr. Ajay.
Great, Sharma, thank you for our call and thank you for joining all of you. So let us start with the agenda as such, what we have decided, and it is over to Jay for updating the context, if I could establish, and what is the progress on new languages context.
Yes, we can hear you, but there is a lot of noise in the background. Maybe it's a fan, but in any case, please continue.
Fan is there. As far as Tamil contacts are concerned, referred by Dr. Udaya, and I'm in touch with them via phone, and I have explained what we want from them, and I have also shared PowerPoint slides that which we have made for onboarding members, and I'm waiting for a suitable time. I'm waiting for the response of suitable time so that I can discuss over Skype, and I have got 5 references from Akshat, which Dr. Ganesh Murmu has referred earlier, for Mundari, Khadiya, Sadri languages. And I have contacted 3 volunteers and explained each and everything. And I have sent Hindi code point, data code point for Hindi language, so that they can make a review, like what we can include from for their languages. I have contacted for Mundari, Khadiya and Sadri. And I hope in next 3 or 4 days we can complete these 3 languages, Mundari, Khadiya and Sadri, for their languages.
Very good. And any other language which is in pipeline right now?
No, only Tamil. Only Tamil is in pipeline.
Only Tamil. Okay, so Tamil is the Tamil. Only language where we could use the context now.
Yes. I have shared all the details with them, and I have explained each and everything. And I am waiting for the response, because I had asked for a suitable time where we can connect them through for more detail. Right. Maybe coming week I'll get time from them. Right. And I have got 5 contacts from Dr. Ganesh Murmu. With 3 I have already spoken. And another 3 or 4 days we can complete work for Mundari, Khadiya and Sadri. For rescue contacts, I'm not able to come actually. Maybe they are busy or out of network, maybe.
Okay, great.
Hello?
Anybody wants to ask a question? Harmad?
I think Akshat has his hands up.
Yeah, hi, okay. Dr. Rita, Akshat here.
Yes, Akshat.
Yeah. Jay, probably if you talk to Dr. Murmu about the contacts that you could not actually get in touch with, he might be able to assist you with them.
Sure, I'll do that. Just send me Dr. Murmu's contact details.
I'll do that.
And also let me know if there is any more language for Devanagari, right? So that I can search for volunteers on my behalf also.
Yes, actually, Jay, so you know the languages that we initially are covering. So in the current Hindi Devanagari document, we have listed all the documents that we are covering. And now we have the list from Dr. Murmu, the five languages that he had noted. So apart from that, all the languages that are there in the my earlier document that I had shared about Egypt scale and everything, so every
that's
language that falls under Devanagari but is not part of this set is the set we want to get more exports on board. So that's something
no.
you might look
at. Are we covering all the languages within scale 1 to 4? Or we need to select few languages only?
Or yes, yes.
Just top level?
No. From Egypt scale 1 to 4, we probably definitely need to cover them or touch them. Wherever we can get their feedback, we should definitely get that. If we could not contact with any of them, we should note that as a something in the document, but 1 to 4 we definitely need to take into account. 5 is something that will be good to have, so even in 5 we'll try to get more inputs, but if we can't then that's not a blocking thing. But 1 to 4 we definitely need to touch, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so
there's one more good thing.
Sorry, could not hear you.
Can I speak now?
Yeah, please.
Actually, there is one more good thing is happening. Whenever I speak to these guys, you know, they are very keen to work with us on this part, like helping us basically. And this is good for our community. All five people are from Ranchi itself, like
yes, definitely.
Rajasthan. Over to you.
Akshat, I have a question.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, my question is for the Bhojpuri and the Rajasthani. These two are bigger languages with Devanagari use. Have we been able to identify people?
For Rajasthani,
I do not. Jay, go ahead, please.
Yeah, for Rajasthani, I am in touch with one volunteer from Jaipur, and today I might have, I'll have a Skype conversation with him, and tomorrow I can finalize that time for Rajasthani. And for Bhojpuri language, I have posted a post in a WhatsApp group for Bhojpuri. There is a WhatsApp group, and I may get few contacts from that group. Over to you.
Well, I would like to send you the particulars of Devendra Devesh from Bhojpuri. It's a WhatsApp group called Sambadhya, Bhojpuri WhatsApp group. And I'll send you his particulars. He's Deputy Secretary in the Sahitya Academy in New Delhi. So he should be very active from that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a journal in Bhojpuri.
Mm-hmm. I think if you have more context for other languages also, you can send me all. Right, like for any other language, if you have.
Okay, this is Sarmad. I think Dr. Ajay is now connected through the phone, so he may not be able to look at the screen here. So maybe I'll help him manage the queue. I'd also like to put myself in the queue if there are any other comments by anybody else before we go forward. So if not, then I'll try to make a short comment based on the current discussion. First of all, I think it's important that if we are getting people on board who are going to be contributing, that we share their, names and contact addresses with all of us. That will help me add them to the list of people who are contributing to the new Brahmi Generation Panel on our wiki page. And I think that's at some point important because when there are discussions more generally at ICANN platform, there's always discussions on whether a particular generation panel is inclusive and it's covering relevant people or relevant communities, and having these names from all the different communities, I think, will really help address those kind of questions. So I think what I would suggest is if once you have these people on board, it may actually be useful to put their names in the wiki list. So that's one. And then for Bhojpuri especially, I think there is Bhojpuri is spoken in Nepal as well. So maybe there are colleagues there who could also look into maybe getting some expertise on board from Nepal in addition to its use in India. So those were a couple of comments. Akshat is in the queue. Akshat, please go ahead.
Actually, that's a very good point, Dr. Sarmad, you brought out. We definitely need to share the contacts that we are consulting with. Actually, on the mailing list, we had a discussion about whoever are the new people that we are consulting with. Should we be only listing their names on the wiki, or you require us that we should add them to the generation panel as a member also? Means that is something we thought we'll take the inputs and be done with it, and instead of getting them doing their whole onboarding process where they have to send CV and everything. So we had taken that call, but if you require that they should join the GP also, what is your take on that?
My short response would be that if they're contributing, we should probably obviously acknowledge their participation. And that's good for them as well as good for the generation panel when it goes out to the community with a proposal. So the best would be that, if you are already, reaching out to them through reference, we don't need to do that onboarding process. You could do that process on your own and let us know who add those people. Obviously, it's useful to have their information about, their email address and their affiliation in addition to their name, because that and the languages they or scripts they use, because that information we put on the wiki page. So at least that much information if that can be shared so that we can update the wiki entry. And then I guess it is up to them and the generation panel to decide how, whether you would want to include them more formally in the generation panel or keep that informal. I would suggest if they are agreeable, it is better to have them more formally in the generation panel than otherwise. I don't really see how that would hurt. So that's my opinion. Thank you.
Wanted to suggest that maybe we should also, I just now shared the Bhojpuri Dr. Devesh's number to everybody on the WhatsApp, but I think we should also do something for Maghi, including Maghi, because very large number of people speak Maghi in Bihar, and I think part of Nepal also Malay speakers are there. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, so is it back to you, Dr. Ajay? Move forward.
Yeah, so I think any other update from Akshat, or we are done with the update completely?
I can give my update. So we are looking at an interim draft to come by 30th of this month. And that draft will definitely be having all the gist of all the discussions that we had in Nepal. So all the Santali related discussions and everything, I'll definitely capture in that. The only part that might be remaining is the inputs that will be remaining for the rest of the languages which are yet to come on board. So that's why I actually asked for a change in the agenda item also. Where we will be, this will be an interim draft which may even further undergo changes. So the point is, by 30th we will come up with a draft which will be probably void of some of the languages, but will be more or less complete. And apart from that, there is one interesting thing that we are trying out here regarding the variants as such. So what we are doing is, we have an application where we can create images out of some of the characters. So we are taking basic shape of the character as it is coming in the default operating system. And we are trying a machine learning approach on that to classify if they are similar looking in some sense. So that will probably feed into our variance analysis. But then again, since it's a machine learning thing, not exact results are guaranteed. So we have to time and again fine-tune the results and all. But I will update everybody again on the progress of this, where we are standing vis-a-vis finding the variants and how much they are acceptable to us as a community. I will update, and if we have this in a good shape, we probably will extend this. Sorry. So, what I was saying, if we happen to get good results out of this, I will be happy to extend this to other scripts also, where we can get all the variants taken out of these. So that's all from my side now.
Okay, so we are all set for a draft on 30th, right?
Yes.
So no challenge. And in relation to the comments which is from other languages or other scripts, which we are obviously expecting that by next 15 days we will also get them and incorporate later. So that is not the challenge right now. I would like to also talk to you about this machine learning thing on offline. Let us discuss this, not involve everyone on this at this stage. I have some inputs on that to give you, but we will talk offline and talk to you tomorrow on that. Today is a little tight.
Okay.
And, Sarma, any other question?
Jay has his hand up.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Akshat. I have just got the Bhojpuri contact from Dr. Udaya, and I believe in coming week I can get notes and comments from five or six languages. I'm hoping that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That will include Bhojpuri, Rajasthani, Mundari, Sadri, Parganiya, Khadiya, and Kurus language.
Mm-hmm.
Because that commenting won't take more than 3-4 days, I guess. Because volunteers are already started working on it.
Mm-hmm. So
right.
Yeah, whatever will be the input coming from them, and depending on the nature of input, if it is not very significantly different from what we currently have, we might be able to include that in the draft that we are coming up with on 30th.
Yes. 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 Yeah. I spoke to them. They were saying like only one or two days will be there in Matra and few letters. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. That's all from me. Over to you.
Yeah, I've shared my Magni contact as well just now.
Okay, yeah, got it. Thank you.
Sharma, any other question from Akshat or move to Nepal?
Yeah, I think we're done here, so we can move to Nepal.
Nepal. Bal, let's over to you.
Yeah, hello. So the update from Nepal is that we have been involving Devanagari Nepali experts as well as Devanagari Newar experts. And the current status is that we have finalized the NSR for both Nepal, Nepali and Newari. Both of us use Devanagari. And we have settled with 58 court points and we have found out that in the court point level, except for this plain draw and draw with nukta parent, as such is non-applicable. Sorry, in the court point level, and then we also have sort of finalized in the composite characters level. It's basically the same from the BIP Devanagari report disseminated earlier. And in case of confusion, similar steps as far as composite characters are concerned. And now we are in the process of discussing cross scripts, variants in the cross scripts, and basically what we are considering here is Devanagari Nepali and Devanagari Newari versus Newa script, and then another script that I've been looking into is Limbu script. So at least these three scripts we are looking into this cross script variant. We are meeting this Saturday, so we hope to share with you all the updates on this whole thing, variants and all the progress so far the next, let's say, in a week or so. That's the current update as of now.
We have Akshat in the queue. Akshat.
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Bal, for the update. A couple of points, actually. Regarding the Ra and Ra Nukta as the variant, I'll just make a quick comment if we can take this discussion offline in detail also. Ra Nukta is the character that we are not allowing as a standalone character. So its similarity with the Ra character actually doesn't apply. We may safely ignore that as an individual character. The other comment about the Neva script and Limbu, I guess we need to check this up. But as far as I understand, Neva script and Limbu script probably are not part of the MSR. If they are not, we may at this stage probably not need to take those efforts, but that's just a comment.
Okay. So we need not consider these scripts.
So if you can take some similarities with the current Devanagari and some other Tamil based scripts, that would be more fruitful in my opinion. But we may need to check on this Neva script and Limbu script because currently they are not under the purview of the panel also. And I believe part of the reason is that they are not part of the MSR. But we may need to check on this, but that's the input from my side at least at this point.
You're probably right. In fact, why we are considering... because we thought that ultimately, while there should be a very process, on which certain languages are, written in the country. So you might actually need some input. So only from that perspective, we are considering Newa and Limbu. If that's not under the purview, then we can drop.
Okay, this is Sarmad. Short comment. Go ahead, Nakshat. I'll come in after you.
I was just saying that if you think that that is, since the Nepali group has convened together, probably that is a good thing to have. If you want to do that analysis right now, we might create a separate document which might not be part of the Devanagari LGR per se, but we might have some document which might be referenced in the future when those scripts may get included. But if that is consuming a bigger part of your time, then I'll probably advise not to. But then I leave that call totally to the team from Nepal, and that's my comment. Over to you, Dr. Samad.
Okay, thanks.
Right. So I was actually going to say that if a script is not in MSR, I think that's really, we shouldn't, if that's really not a criteria perhaps for us to decide whether we should take this work forward. I think what is probably more important is that it would be useful for the community in Nepal to consider whether Newa script is actually useful and needed for the community. And if it is needed, there are two ways forward. One is that the community can develop their own separate generation panel and work on it. Develop its own proposal to include Newari script into the larger analysis, into the root zone LGR. The other option, of course, is to discuss that with the New Brahmi Generation Panel and see if New Brahmi Generation Panel, if there is reason to include Newari or Newa script into this analysis as well. So that's the two possible ways forward, only in case where the Nepali community considers that there is a likely chance that there is going to be an application for a top-level domain in this script, therefore that homework is needed. Thank you.
Can I just chip in at this point of time? As far as Newari is concerned, see, the earlier scripts like Ranjana alphabet that you are using, currently lot of Newari people are using the Devanagari also. So if there is some input from that group of Newari users of Devanagari that is using Devanagari script for writing Newari, then that will be useful for Akshat right now. But if you are talking about developing a kind of similar kind of document for Ranjana script, it's like Maithili developing a document for Piruja script. So that's something which is included at this point of time in our LGR panel, Piruja. So therefore, we are now working on Maithili in Devanagari. So similarly, Newari writing in Devanagari needs some changes in the way the document is being drafted, that will be useful, I think. That's all.
Okay. So basically, we are considering Newari, which is written in Devanagari, and then the second thought was maybe we should also include Newar, that's a different script but used by the Newar community. But then, understanding, as per the discussion now, we are clear that we will stick on the first part of it.
Yes, sure.
So, Sarmad, now it comes to...
Can I come in?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell that I checked up with the MSR. Neva and Limbu both are not part of the MSR as of now.
Okay. Sure, we'll work accordingly.
Okay, great. So, anything else? Then we'll move to another agenda. So, Sarmat, it is related to the F2F we plan to do. And as we discussed in the last meeting, that Bangladesh may be probably the natural choice too, because we are having a part of job to include the Bangladesh part of our region. So anything you want to discuss or any plan?
So we normally need a couple of months to hold a meeting. So I think, you know, if we start planning, I think that's a time frame we should look at. Bangladesh was suggested because, you know, there is a big part of the community which is still not part of the new Brahmi generation panel discussion, which uses Bangla script. And going to Bangladesh actually will help us integrate that community into this effort. So that was the initial intention of suggesting Bangladesh. If you all agree going to Bangladesh, then we can start working on finding an appropriate partner locally to host the meeting. Most likely we will go to their ministry and see if we can convince their ministry to host the meeting for us, like we did in Nepal, and start planning. But as we move forward, as I said, first we need to get, I guess, your confirmation that whether that would be an appropriate venue. And if it is, then I think it would be useful to probably get a set of dates, tentative dates we can use when we reach out to relevant people in Bangladesh, because I think that eventually is useful for initiating that thread. So would need your input on both those counts. Thank you.
Yeah, there are two options in Bangladesh. I think the ministry, if you approach in Bangladesh, they will suggest two organizations. One is Bangla Academy. Professor Shamsul Jamal Khan is the Director General of Bangla Academy. We can approach him. The other institution is IMLI, International Mother Language Institute, where also we have a Director General who is a linguist. And both these people are important. I think we should include perhaps both these organizations, because Bangla Academy has a set of prescribed spelling rules, writing rules, script and all that. We have been working on that. So this kind of standard is set by Bangla Academy. Whereas the international connections and organizations and linguistics work is mostly being done by IMLI. So in both these cases, I think their governing body is chaired by the education minister. So therefore, we can approach them. It could be sometimes in October, maybe, because September is busy month for them.
So, Professor, if you say that October, when we have Diwali and Dashera, it might be a little tough.
That is in September. September we have Dashera.
Pardon?
At September, we have Durga Puja there in Bangladesh.
Yeah, no, when we have Diwali, what is the Diwali date in India?
Yeah, but Diwali may not be so important for Bangladesh, that is important.
No. From people from here, people may not be able to travel. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I think sometimes around 26th or so September, Dashera comes.
26-27
September.
So we just need to serve us.
So Diwali should be
those that period, and then we come up with a date.
And input from my side is that the two ISPs in Bangladesh are our customers, so we can approach them, and the PM office is also in touch with us for a lot of security things which we do for them. So we can approach them if required. So just say, just give my hands up for the connect, and just come out with the options of dates, and then we can do the phone.
Right. So I can start working on the dates. We'll thank you for suggesting those two organizations, Professor Odeya. We'll reach out to them as well. And as far as the dates are concerned, I think there's an ICANN meeting in early November. Let me just check the dates. I just wanted to confirm with you was whether you would want to hold it before that ICANN meeting or after that ICANN meeting.
I think it should be before.
So the ICANN meeting is on 28th October.
Abu Dhabi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. We should do it before for sure.
Okay, so then the option would be to do it in early October or late September or around that time. Would that be suitable for everybody?
Early October is all right for me. September up to 30th, I am not there. I'm not available.
So should we then plan for early October, first week of October maybe? Will that work? The reason I'm...
When we know when is the Dashera and Diwali is being celebrated in India, if we know those dates, then it's easy for October to commit.
Right. So there's a comment by Rajiv Kumar which says that 19th October is Diwali.
19th October. So 1st October is or 30th September is going to be Dashera. I don't mind traveling during Dashera days, no problem. Let us do the
so when does that end? How many days is that?
No, Dashera is one day affair generally, but a lot of people travel or don't travel, they have their own thing. But we can, but it's not a very big deal also from that perspective. So let us see, let us do the poll and see, because we have a lot of people who are not on the call. So let us give two options and get the date with polling.
Okay, we'll do that. The only challenge is that if we make it any later, then it becomes too near the ICANN meeting and things become extremely busy because
no,
of that.
In first week, only give two dates. That's what I'm suggesting.
Yes, sure. So then we'll start working on it, and first we'll reach out to potential people in Bangladesh. And once we have them on board, then we'll do a, maybe a collective poll on exact dates with everybody so that local hosts and us, we can come to a common, common, I guess, ground. So we'll come back to you hopefully soon on it.
Perfect.
So Dashera is on 30th.
I think, Akshat made a comment on the location. Akshat, you want to come in and probably share that, or because I think Dr. Ajay may not be able to see it. He's not on Adobe Connect.
Not the location, this Bangladesh or something. Dr. Pavanaja was asking what countries we are covering under NBGP. So I was responding to that. You want me to bring that discussion here, Dr. Sarman?
Just for everybody's, I guess, because not everybody is looking at, has access to chat. So if you would like, I think it's good to share that here.
Sure. So Dr. Pavanaja actually was asking what all countries we are covering under Neo Brahmi Generation Panel. So my initial response to that was that we are not focusing on countries as such. We are mainly focusing on linguistic and script communities. However, in the Egypt scale document, I have given countrywide coverage. So in that, I have covered South and Southeast Asian countries. because that's the region where majority of the Brahmi scripts are being used. So that was my comment about that.
Okay, so I actually have a related comment there as well. So we actually already talked about use of Devanagari and Hindi in Fiji.
Right.
And that's something we may want to comment on because I was having a separate discussion with integration panel members, and I think they are probably aware of use of the script in Fiji and also in South Africa, actually. So those are also some areas we want to possibly look into. And even if we don't address those areas, we may want to say why those were not addressed, maybe because the script is not written and it's mostly oral, language is oral, or if it is not at EGDS 024, whatever the reasons are, I think we should also look into those two regions in Asia Pacific and also in Africa, especially Southern Africa, where some of these languages are spoken. Just FYI at this time, I think.
I guess, yeah, if the experts become available, if their language is written also over there, we would be more than happy to take them on board, as I see.
So I guess concluding this face-to-face meeting discussion, then I think what I get as a sentiment is that we are okay with moving forward with Bangladesh as a location, and we are tentatively looking at 2 to 3 days within the first week, but avoiding any holidays which may fall during that time so that people can make sure that they are available. We follow up. Samaran and I will reach out to partners, possible partners there. We will, through them, also reach out to the two organizations Professor Deya said, the Bangla Academy and IMLI, and see if we can get all of them on board as possible hosts. Then start organizing. Bal just posted in the chat box that Darshan in Nepal is from September 27 to October 7. So should we try to organize this after October 7, is that what the suggestion is, Bal, or can we still organize the... Sorry,
please. Around October 10 or so, if you can do it. Hello.
Okay. So it is being suggested we organize it between October 7 and October, I guess 21 is what Bal is saying, but Rajiv said 19th October is Diwali in India. So I think we'll try to organize it in any case closer to and soon after October 7, if that is possible. And if that is not possible, then we will have to take it after the ICANN meeting, probably in mid-November. Because doing it any later
why can't we do
would probably
the last week
difficult.
Of October?
Last week of October. Sorry, you said last week of October or last week of September?
August. Oh, sorry, last week of September.
Professor Zaya,
September,
was
I
saying that he was not available.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you are not available, Professor? From when to when? Hello.
Yeah, Professor Udaya, the question to you is, when are you not available?
Up to 30th September, I return on 30th September to Delhi.
From which date?
I am not there between 15th and 30th September. Yes,
right?
That's the period I'm not there.
So, is it possible, sir, can we try and explore 13th and 14th of September?
Early September.
That may be possible, but that becomes more and more difficult. But
depends on the
go back and
both.
Check with. Let me also
tomorrow,
check with the.
If we decide this tomorrow, we have exactly 2 months.
Right. So let me go back to the travel team and check with them as well, and then we can get back to you. It's no problem. So what you're suggesting is the second week of September.
Yeah.
Okay. So second week of September and second week of October are two possible choices at this time.
Yeah.
So we'll come back and confirm. We'll also reach out, as I said, and then we'll finalize the dates. So we'll follow up, I guess, on email.
Okay. I think that's all for the agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining, everyone. And talk to you on email and WhatsApp group soon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, all. Bye.